This is Janine Preston, and today's insert is sponsored by H2O Nero Clean Water Solutions. And good morning again. You're with Janine Preston of Actonville FM. And of course, it's for everyone. And we have some of the most exciting people coming up for interviews in the next hour, because we're going to be talking about multi-level marketing. The nicest things about talking to entrepreneurs is that they just never know when to stop talking, because they get so excited about their products. So I've aimed at about a sort of 15-minute interview, 10 to 15 minutes with each one. But of course, we can just never know where this is going to go. One of the things that we try and do on a Wednesday is show school leavers, people who are wanting to change careers, whether multi-level marketing, in this case, in today, the subject today is multi-level marketing. Is it a side hustle? Can you make it a full-time job? Are you an entrepreneur? And are you up for this? I think some of the job shadowing that kids need to do that are in matric this year need to go and shadow somebody who does multi-level marketing to see how much effort goes into it. That if you do end up driving a company car, you know how hard those people work. Well, it's good if you job shadow them. And now the first one up is Odette Farah. I was thinking of Amanda Farah. Why was that? Odette Farah of Herbalife. She's going to talk to us a little bit about what is Herbalife and how does it work. Hi, Odette.
Hi, Janine, and thank you so much for the invitation to chat on your radio show. I'm super grateful.
No,
and hello to the listeners.
So tell me a little bit, first of all, about the product.
The product. Okay, Herbalife is an incredible product. It is actually a meal replacement shake. That's our core product. In the past, it was known as a weight loss product, but it has evolved so much over the 41 years that it's been in business. In fact, just a little bit about the company itself, because it leads to the product as well. We're in over 100 countries. We've got 72 of the world's best doctors. But what's amazing is that we have a Nobel Prize winner in medicine, and he chose our company to promote his product and to distribute his product. And that's to us a huge accolade, knowing that he's willing to risk his reputation with us, and he's been with us for 10 years. Not only that, but Cristiano Ronaldo approached us as well. So he's willing to risk his reputation because he's had such a great result. And then, of course, we're on the New York Stock Exchange. So the company is getting audited all the time. And we're part of the Direct Selling Association, which is vital to know if a person goes for any kind of MLM. Very important that they are on those platforms as well.
And so tell me something. Is your product a multi-level marketing? Is it known as a multi-level marketing?
It is a multi-level marketing company because there is a product.
Okay. And if anybody wants to ask Odette any questions, please feel free to WhatsApp us on 074-660-5829. And I'm sure any of our ladies coming up will be happy to answer. Do you need to introduce resellers to make money?
Okay. Yes. Like anything, because there's a product, you have to either promote the product. So when a person registers, you can either register just to use the products at a discount and buy directly from the wholesaler, or you register because you've had an amazing result yourself. You want to help more people feel as good as what you do, so you have to promote the product and you have to sell a product. You can have other members, include other members in your organization to do exactly the same, selling the products, but you don't have to. So you can either use the products and share the products around your community, or you can get other members, and either way you can earn extra money.
So you can choose whether you want to do multi-level marketing, or whether you want to, in other words, whether you want to get resellers under you, or you can just simply do it yourself.
100%. It all depends. Do you want to make a little bit of money, or do you want to make a career level income?
So that would be considered a career level, is when you really become your own sales manager.
When you register, you are your own business. You don't have managers under you or anybody under you. You get members.
You create that.
You create it. You talk to people. You talk to other like-minded people who want to create that bigger level income.
And tell me, is it easy to find customers?
It's as easy as what it is for you as your mindset. Once, and that's why we say the minute a person gets on, get registers, get a result. That result, you're going to most likely get energy within the first few days. If you want to get in shape, you want to tone, you want to gain muscle, gain healthy weight, that's a process. But the, introducing the products to anybody from your first moment that you sign is actually easy, in the sense that we give you exactly what to say, what to do. Now with lockdown, everything is on social media, so it's super easy, just from your phone, which I love. And yeah, we actually do wellness evaluations as well, because that shows the actual person, this is what's happening with the body, and it actually makes a sale for you. And I, 20 years in the business later, still read the wellness evaluation.
So does,
it's duplicatable.
Does your products have incentives or annual get-togethers, things where you can go on a cruise if you make a certain level of sale?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we like to do is we like to people for people to get from the 25% the minute they register to the 35% within 1 month. And all that means is getting 5 to 7 customers, and we show people how to do that. Then they're earning it at a 35% level. They do that 3 times for 3 consecutive months. Herbalife will give them a Nutribullet, a branded Nutribullet, like, which is so awesome. And as you go along, there are gatherings, there are incentives, there are vacations to attend, special trainings.
But now with lockdown, does that all still exist?
100%, because everything has now moved to Zoom. And I absolutely love the Zoom environment, because I get to attend trainings. Anybody can attend a training in the UK, in Australia, or the US.
But how do you get to go on a vacation if it's all on Zoom? That would be so sad.
Okay. Oh, vacation. Let's chat about the vacation. So the member would work. It takes work and commitment and consistency, reach the levels that are required. And with lockdown, what has happened with lockdown is the world is closed, and it's still closed, and we don't know when it's going to open. So Herbalife says to the members who have qualified, thank you for doing all this work. We wanted to reward you with a Thailand or a Greece vacation, and our vacations are 5 to 6 star vacations. We can't send you on the plane because it's not allowed. So here is the money. So Herbalife has paid out anything from 70 to over 100,000 to the members who have qualified for whichever level of the vacation they have qualified for.
That sounds awesome.
Thank you so much for doing what you've done, helping the community get better. But here's your vacation money instead of the vacation. So yes, they live up to their promises.
Okay, so let's go back to how do you as a person, how do you manage as a person to do this job that you chose to do? In other words, would you recommend it to a school leaver? Is it something that everybody can do, or do you have to have a certain personality? Because talking to you, it seems you need to have a certain kind of stalking personality, and by that I mean you've got to be able to hustle to find customers. Could it be a full-time job, or is it a side hustle?
Okay, great question. So I don't know what I sound like over the radio to everybody, but I am authentically, and I am a shy person. 21 years ago, I got married, and I did not want to be center of attention at my own wedding at the age of 29.
Oh, my word.
I'm a shy person. just by being around people and gaining the confidence that, you know, Herbalife actually gives you, because you're using the products and your clients are getting the results, and clients are people are coming to you, and you need to help and train them, and we do a lot of personal development, you learn certain skills. So I have to constantly upskill myself. I am not a hustler. If somebody walks in my house, I cannot sell them squat. Even on a hot day, I would not be able to sell them a bottle of water. I do not know how to sell for the life of me. But I know how to share, because I've had a result with water on a hot day. I can share that water with you. I can share my results with you, and I can share the products with you. And that's what we show you how to do. So to answer your question, for school leavers, brilliant. if the school leaver has a vision, they want to become a doctor, and this is what they want to maybe do part-time to earn some extra money, it is possible. We've had doctors study and qualify and are still doing Herbalife part-time. And if you're wanting to make it a full-time career, it's absolutely possible. Depending on what your goal is when you walk into here, into the company, that is how we help you. And it's perfect in a sense that you learn the skills. I can't hustle. I don't know if I want to hustle, and I don't know if I want to be one of those people, but it's a skill I need to maybe learn.
Okay, so, sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you here. I need to know what are your contact details? How can people get hold of you? And obviously, in a closing thought, how do you choose the right product for you? Because clearly Herbalife is right for you, but Tupperware is probably right for me. But how do you choose that? So closing, tell me in a few minutes, in a minute or so.
Okay, perfect. So for the school leavers that are out there, listen to everybody that is on the radio. Go with authentically. You need to, your heart and your soul and your butterflies in your tummy must say, this is the right thing. Don't run after the money. The money stops. And what happens is it's never going to come back, in the sense that if your passion isn't there, you've got to be passionate about what you do. Because if you're passionate about what you do, you're never going to work a day in your life. So I hope that helps. Passion is very, very important. Make sure the company you choose fits everything that resonates with your person. They've got the goals. They've got the background. They've got all the things that resonate with what you stand for. I don't know if that helps other students.
Oh, it does, absolutely, and especially people who want to make a career change or use it as a side hustle. Is it something you can do as a side hustle?
95%, 99% of the people are generally part-time. I only work a few hours a week, hours a day.
And how do they get hold of you in those few hours?
My number is 082-929-9679.
Perfect. And it's and your name and company name, if you have one?
Odette Farrow, and it's just Herbalife.
Fabulous. It's been so nice to chat to you, and I really appreciate your time. And I'm sure anybody listening, after listening to you, would definitely choose going for the product, even if they just buy Herbalife to use it. So well done, and I look forward to talking to you from Thailand at your next vacation when the world opens, because I'm sure you're going to be there.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. And you. Cheers. Bye.
Now you're nothing but a man. Tech Solutions. For all your cybersecurity and IT solutions, call 087-150-5642. That's 087-150-5642.
And you're back with Janine Preston. It's Actonville FM, and of course it's for everyone. We've been talking to people about multi-level marketing and whether it's a side hustle, a full-time thing, or whether you want to take it on as a career. Those that have decided to take it on as a career have obviously gone way up and driving company cars and going around the world and doing all sorts of exciting stuff. But it does also mean you can do it as a side hustle. So it's something that you can do in your part-time to boost your income until you decide if that's what you want to do. So those of you that are looking at a career change, those of you that are looking at leaving school, not knowing what to do, this is a great way to earn a living. Those of you that want to ask some questions, you can WhatsApp us. You can send us a WhatsApp on 074-660-5829. If you're contacting us from overseas, it is a plus 27 in the front. You can also mail us on mail@actonvillefm.co.za. And of course, don't forget all the social media. You can contact us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And today we've just been speaking to Odette Farrow, and now we're going to be chatting to a lady called Claudia DeSantis, who does Amway. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. Oh, it's a pleasure. It's so nice to talk to people who are excited about what they do. Tell me a little bit about Amway. Why did you decide to go that route? Is it a side hustle, full-time hustle? Tell me a little bit about your thoughts behind multi-level marketing.
Well, Amway Corporation is under the Alticorp Corporation, and the nice thing about them is that you can take it part-time, which they recommend, and where we got the opportunity to rub shoulders with multimillionaires and grow as you build your, as you have your career, you can have a side income, and then you can choose to go full time.
So, you know, the one thing that's always interested me about multi-level marketing is, are there people who actually use the product at the end? So, in other words, you have your people underneath you who buy from you, and so it goes on down the line. Are there people that, although people are buying underneath you, are they reselling those products, or are they using them themselves?
There's basically a group of everything, from majority of just consumers, they buy at the wholesale, and they just pay the annual fee, and it's minimal, and they just enjoy the products. There's others that don't want to be part of the system as such, and they're prepared to pay that 30% extra and become a client, and just purely buy a selective items like the nutrition, where it's number one in the world. They own the ground, they cultivate, they got a number of scientists, research, and patent, and the technology they got behind it, where you backed up by first-class manufacturer, and where we can tap into and benefit the products that they actually have passion behind it.
What made you choose Amway? If you had a choice, and I'm sure you did, of looking at what your friends sold and what your colleagues sold, what made you choose Amway?
The standard of quality. They don't produce a product for the sales. They produce a product for the quality. There's one product that we're still waiting for in South Africa, but you can have it in the States, that improve muscle form weight. Sick children are in bed where they don't lose muscle mass. So it's just the quality of the product behind it, where you can just take it yourself and you know that you are well. Like my son, he's been on it for 17 years. He's hardly ever sick. So just the quality behind the product.
What I think is quite interesting about Amway, I have another friend, Monica, who also does Amway, and she's also just as excited as you are about the product, and it's from anything from household cleaners to coffee to makeup, I think. So it gives you such a nice wide range, because some of the other products purely focus either on wellness, on the kitchen, on storage, but in Amway you focus on so many different items.
Yes, it's basically turning your household as an income, where you baseline of health in the sense of you got the nutrition that gives you the boost. The makeup itself has nutrition in it, so you got the good stuff on top of your skin. Then you've got the pots that are waterless, so your food is, so it's all based around health. But besides that, you can generate, you can turn your household into income and have the longevity of health to spend the money in the later years.
That's awesome. And tell me something. Would you, how do you find your customers? I have a lady that just come through on WhatsApp and she said, how do you find your customers if you're in Amway besides on social media? Do you stalk your friends? Do you, get your family involved? What's it like for you?
Everybody that you come across, you just have to have, like they say, 2 ears to listen. And everyone's looking for something, and the business has a connection to help that void, be it a kid with asthma, be it a mom that would like to stay home. That's extra avenue of generating income where she can stay home and be a full-time mom. So it's basically a full-time mom on a full-time salary.
And tell me something, do they offer delivery? And I see there is a showroom in, I think it's Modderfontein area?
Yes. That's a nice thing about the corporation is that they take the expense. They built a $1 million facility and we have no cost and we can use it as our own office. And the products are available, and the clients are basically, you just see who is searching, is from a product avenue or from a finance avenue, in a sense that can generate some side volume and generating some income.
And I bet that helped during COVID.
Yes, I think the corporation increased by 48% during COVID.
My goodness. And is there, when you hustling, let's call it hustling, because we all hustle at some point. When you're hustling, do you look around at other products and think, gee, I should have gone for that one or this one? What made you decide to go for Amway? Was it the range of products? Because there's school leavers leaving school now and looking around and saying, if I want to get into multi-level marketing, what is it? Do I need to bring in customers underneath me to make money? Do you need to make money by bringing in people to sell for you, or can you make money just by selling on your own?
Both. There's four basically pillars. You could just sell the product. You can become a product specialist. And just by creating a database of consumers, you can create a buying platform where it's like owning a shopping mall. And the more trolleys they go through that mall, the more you make. So it's not a finder's fee, but yes, it's a building people that in turn.
And is it available online or is it a people to people business? We seem to have lost you there for a second. Is it sorry, we just lost you there for a second.
Are you still there?
Yes. Tell me something. Are you, is it an online business or purely people to people?
The business is built on belly button to belly button, eyeball to eyeball. And with COVID, we've connected online and we already were online before COVID. The business is always one head above technology, one head above technology. We're in with the best of the best on the planet. But yes, we build the business with building clientele, building a buying platform, be it for personal use, and then a handful of clients where you can create a 10 clients that helps you with the retail. Basically, you're getting 10 clients at retail, and that basically funds your business from the education program to the monthly book program. You're not by yourself, but it's your own business.
That's wonderful news. And now in closing, I need to ask you, would you and how would you recommend this to school leavers or career changers? And what is your contact details if you'd like to give them out?
I would say build your career on the side of building an Amway business where you can generate cash flow, you can educate yourself by associating with like-minded people besides people that are multimillionaires, have done the talk, walk the walk, and the book programs and the mentorship is next to none. So I really recommend looking out and actually pursuing.
Fabulous. And would you like to give out your contact details should anybody want to buy Amway products?
With pleasure. My number is 076-8787-808. And the WhatsApp number, 083-251-9442.
And thank you so much for joining us. That is Claudia De Santos, who filled us in a little bit about her life and how she fits it into Amway. We're now going to go to the news.
Thank you.
I'm Aurélie Kalinga. As four police officers prepare to make their first court appearance in connection with Mthokozisi Ntumba's death, his family says they will not be satisfied until justice prevails. Ntumba was shot and killed in Bromfontein last week when police fired rubber bullets at protesting students. The officers from the Public Order Policing Unit were apprehended on Monday. Thando Kubega reports.
Mthokozisi Ntumba's family says while they welcome the arrests of four police officers in connection with his death, this is simply just the first step. Family spokesperson Stembiso Jwaga.
An arrest can be an arrest and then people are released later or they are found not guilty.
Jwaga says they want those responsible for Ntumba's death to be prosecuted.
It's the end of it that we would like to see the justice being done.
The four officers arrested in connection with the 35-year-old's death face charges of murder, attempted murder, and defeating the ends of justice.
The National Assembly has endorsed an independent report that says there's prima facie evidence of misconduct against public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane. This means Parliament can go ahead with a full inquiry into Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office. The decision opens the way for the first ever impeachment process of a head of a Chapter 9 institution. MPs yesterday debated and voted on whether or not Parliament should launch a full inquiry into the public protector's fitness to hold office, as recommended by an independent panel. Babalon Denze reports.
The vote in favor of an impeachment inquiry into Busisiwe Mkhwebane has divided parties in the National Assembly. For the ANC, the divisions were more internal, with some members boycotting the sitting. The ANC has 230 seats in the National Assembly, but only 168 were present for the vote. But ANC Deputy Chief Whip Doris Lagute says the party supports the motion.
The ANC supports the motion to establish that a Section 194 multi-party committee which will deal with this matter.
The EFF has threatened further court action should the process go ahead, saying the matter is sub judice. Party leader Julius Malema.
When you started, you said a sub judice matter is a matter that is awaiting a judgment of the court. And I don't agree with that because once a matter is before the court and a date has been set, that's sub judice.
Parliament will now move ahead with the process by establishing an ad hoc committee to lead the inquiry.
Concerns are being raised about the potential for increased COVID-19 infections over the upcoming holidays. The threat is due to the risk associated with gatherings for Easter and Ramadan celebrations. Authorities are preparing for a third wave of infections to coincide with the winter months. Lizelle Percents reports.
Medical Research Council CEO Professor Glenda Gray says increased infection is expected with the upcoming holidays.
Easter is a big festivity. People move around the country. They go back to their homes. Ramadan also, people meet with each other, and there's always a possibility, particularly if they're meeting indoors, that transmission can occur.
Gray is hopeful that all healthcare workers will be immunized by the time winter approaches.
Hopefully, by the time we meet winter, the healthcare workers would have been vaccinated either through the implementation study or through the national rollout program.
They are aiming to have 500,000 healthcare workers inoculated by the end of April.
Former IFP President Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi says he plans to take action against the City Press after its editor published a scathing opinion piece on him and the late AmaZulu King Goodwill Zwelithini. In a lengthy article, Mondli Makanya describes the late monarch as a useful apartheid idiot and refers to Buthelezi as a loyal and enthusiastic servant of the apartheid regime. Makanya has also been criticized by EFF leader Julius Malema, who says it's an African to speak ill of the dead. Ngosikhona Duma reports.
Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi says the Zulu royal family and nation have been insulted by Mondli Makanya.
The royal family and the Zulu nation at large were extremely distressed and hurt by the vulgar lies that have been published in the City Press. We intend taking all the necessary steps against the paper that are available to us once the mourning period has been completed.
EFF leader Julius Malema says while he understands that the king was not liked by everyone, it is culturally insensitive to criticize the late monarch when he can no longer defend himself.
In the African culture, it is unheard of to speak bad about the dead. That's why if we don't like you, the best thing is to keep quiet.
The king is expected to be interred in a private ceremony from midnight going into tomorrow. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to deliver the eulogy at his memorial service tomorrow.
And authorities in Atlanta are investigating whether shootings at three massage parlors that left eight people dead and one wounded are linked. Two of the shootings were at spas across the street from each other. The other one occurred northwest of the city. Six of the victims are women of Asian descent. Officials say there's no immediate indication of motive.
In your sport, Lloyd Harris gets the biggest win of his career, beating the world number four Dominic Thiem at the Dubai Champs. Mamelodi Sundowns, the first team through to the quarterfinals, the CAF Confederations Cup. And the Proteas women send India into bat in the fifth and final ODI.
Gold is trading at $1,733 an ounce. The rand's at 1490 to the dollar, 2069 to the pound, 1773 to the euro. Brent crude oil is at $68.57 a barrel. Gauteng's cloudy with afternoon isolated showers and thundershowers. Johannesburg starting at a low of 15 degrees, peaking at 25. Pretoria 14 and 27. Vereeniging 13 and 26.
Solutions for all your cyber security and IT solutions. Call 087-150-5642. 087-150-5642.
I'll tell you something that you don't know. I spend almost every day at home. I'm awkward and quiet. My mind's always places you can't find it. And when I go out, I just feel lost. It's hard to be social when you're not. My brain's always working. Tell me how to stop these wheels turning. I don't wanna be sad no more. I've been broken, you've been hurt real bad before. I've got problems more than 99, but 99, I don't wanna be sad no more. Don't wanna feel bad no more. Help me feel something I never had before. I've got whiskey, you've got red or white, so 99. From this place, I always hear about how people change. Now pull me out of this cold water. I need to feel a little warmer. I don't wanna be sad no more. I've been broken, you've been hurt real bad before. I've got problems more than. I've got whiskey. problems, don't know how to solve them. I know it's all on me to stop feeling sorry for myself now. Pull myself out. I know I've got problems. I know I don't wanna be sad.
And you're back with Janine Preston. Of course, it's Actonville FM and it's for everyone. And today we're talking to everyone. We're talking to people about their multi-level marketing skills. Why do they choose them? What makes them do it? Is it a side hustle? Is it a full-time job? Should you change careers and go from being, I don't know, a mechanic maybe, to selling Amway? What are the side hustles available? I do Tupperware. I do. But the problem with me is when I was recruited as this reseller of Tupperware, by that time, of course, I had cupboards full of Tupperware. And no one's allowed to put my Tupperware away without using the lid. And I'm very hectic about what goes in my fridge. It's got to be in Tupperware. It drives my husband crazy because, of course, nothing's labeled. So when it comes back from the shops, I empty things into a Tupperware and put it in the cupboard. And then he can't find it because it's not labeled. And because they're all beautifully colored, he has to open each lid. But you know what? He's getting there. I'm training him. So I decided I was going to go and sell Tupperware. So my friend Ingrid said, okay, Janine, I'm going to train you. Here's your demo kit. This is what you give out at demo parties, so that when you have a party, everybody gets something cool and something cute. And I couldn't give it away. I was just completely floored. I could not give my Tupperware away. So I was my own best customer, because obviously every time something new came out, I rushed off to the Tupperware shop and bought some more. But I didn't sell much because I didn't have the heart to give it away. So yes, I now have a cupboard full of Tupperware, but I made a very bad Tupperware salesman. So now I just buy Tupperware for me. But these ladies that I've been talking to, they obviously buy and sell products. But I got to know Lee, who's our next guest, on my blog, Life as a Beach. And, she convinced me to try and sell the hemp products, which, was now allowed to be sold in this country, the cannabis oil, etc. But again, I couldn't get to grips with how the point system worked, and that just did my head in. But I've got her on the line now because she's going to talk to us a little bit about, is multi-level marketing everything that it says it is? Hi, Lee.
Hi, Janine. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, no, it's such a pleasure. So talk to me a little bit about what is your current hustle, and do you think it's something people should do?
I'm not hustling at the moment. I just have a few odds and ends, like face bracket masks that I'm selling, just getting from a supplier and selling them as they go. But I'm not really doing a side hustle anymore. It's quite time consuming, and it just didn't work for me. Recruiting people to recruit people to recruit people. I prefer to use the product, and because of the health reasons of the product. But the recruiting of people to recruit people to recruit people just didn't work for me.
And did you find that you just ran out of people, or was it that your family got tired of you trying to sell them something?
It was a bit of both. I had a lot of interest on social media. You get taught through the various companies. I was with two multi-level marketing companies, and you get taught that you need to get the person a result. So what you'll do is you'll recruit the person, and then you'll get them to recruit a person, and then they will get somebody else to recruit a person. And at the time, the people should be buying the product. But now, with the COVID, and I'm not a salesperson, I didn't get people to buy the product. So I recruited a whole lot of people, but was never selling the product. So I had a whole lot of people recruiting other people, but no product being sold. So obviously there's no money in your bank account.
But there's a lot of time used in trying to make that happen.
Yes.
Do you think that... Do you think that multi-level marketing companies make it seem easy and then sort of draw you into the product by making it look simple?
They do. They do, definitely. They make it look very easy. And there is a mentor with one of the companies that I was with that used to say, keep it simple, stupid. So he would contact someone and then get them a result by getting them somebody to buy, and always edifying the other, like the leaders of the company. So edifying the owners of the company. And I mean, this, the company that I was with, it's about number 20 on the business from home listed company. So it's a reputable company. It's got 5 stars. And, but just for me, I was never able to make that kind of sale. So I was spending my own money, and with my family, I was selling it to them at my cost.
So it means you didn't make any money.
No. No, I think I probably pulled in about R1,500 in 6 months.
And you probably spent more than that in petrol.
Yeah.
And that obviously doesn't work. So in terms of what connected you, what made you decide to sell? So in other words, somebody approached you and it looked easy. Did they tell you about all these millionaires, about how you can drive a company car and all those, if you like, the fishing hooks that made you decide to go for it?
I've always been interested in CBD and the medicinal properties of CBD, and I saw an advert on Facebook saying that there's a multi-million-dollar industry expanding in South Africa, and it's the next biggest thing, which it is. It definitely is. And so I thought, well, it's something that interests me. And it doesn't get you high, it just keeps you healthy, so it's something that a lot of people will go for, and yes, it is the next biggest thing in the health industry at the moment. And then they did show the owners of the company living in Las Vegas and living the life. I mean, they live their life on social media. And then the other big players also live their lives on social media. It's all the nice things, and you see that they've got nice big houses and smart cars, and they're having conversations, and everybody's having fun, and yeah. So you think, oh, I want to be part of that. But it's not as easy as it seems.
No, and I think that's where you get sucked into, you know what, it's easy, look at me, I'm not, you know, I'm not considered as, you know, I don't know if I could sell. But then they say, no, but it's easy, you just need to bring in 3 people. But they don't realize that percentage of 3 people has to be 1 in 1,000, because only every 1 in 1,000 will be a reseller, because there are so many multi-level marketing companies out there.
Yes, that's definitely the case. And you need to have the person that you've recruited, you need to sell them a product so that you can earn a little bit of income on that. And they need, the person that they recruit needs to purchase a product. So, you know, it's, what I'm saying is that without the product, there's no money going to the company. And believe you me, this company has got an awesome commission structure.
I'd just be quite interested to see who actually uses the product. Because if there's so many down people, salespeople, who actually uses it besides selling it? So if I buy it and I sell it to you, and you then buy it and you sell it to the next person, I'm so curious to know who actually uses it.
Well, I used it, silly me.
Well, I use my Tupperware, so I'm the same sort of thing. So I was a great reseller because I could sell Tupperware because I knew what every single thing was used for. The only problem was I couldn't actually release it. I couldn't actually deliver it because it just broke my heart. I was my own best customer.
I think in my case, the product is prohibitively expensive for the average South African market. You're looking at sort of, you're looking at people getting involved who have lost their jobs or are trying to make extra money on the side, but they don't have that initial investment to purchase the product themselves. So they do end up selling it off and not using the product, and then you're not getting the product testimonies, and they're not excited about the product. So that is also a big, it is also a big thing. And I mean, this company has got a training academy for Forex and Bitcoin. Now, the minute you mention Bitcoin, everybody goes, ah, you know what I'm saying? But this, it's a training academy for it, you know, and they've got the essential oils, they've got the health sprays, they've got the hemp oil, they've got, you know, they've got, it's a multifaceted company as well, like the other, one of the other ladies on your show said earlier. So it's got all the avenues. It's just, I think that you have to be the kind of person to be able to take it by the bull by the horns and actually just really, really follow through. I mean, I spent hours up till 1 o'clock in the morning creating pamphlets and posters and recreating the world when actually it's all there for you. And the marketing material that you get given is good enough. But I think people like myself, I tend to reinvent the wheel and think, okay, well, they are having success, but let me try it my way. And you don't always get success when you are trying it your way and not doing it their way, because their way is proven. They've got a track record.
Absolutely. But isn't it interesting that when you mention something to somebody, like let's say, for instance, I'll tell somebody, oh, I'm also a Tupperware salesman. The minute you mention that, it's like the subject moves away from Tupperware, just in case you try and sell them something. So you kind of see the stalking mentality, you know, like you're stalking me. So that for me was what put me off, because I just decided, you know what, my friends and family will take me up to a point, but then I have to go and find new people. So how do you knock on somebody's door and say, hey, I'll sell Tupperware? Unless you buy that whole table full of Tupperware and put it into a mall. I just never had the money to start. So, you know, and again, in closing, I think for you, I want to know from you is, if I'm a school leaver, what things do I need to look out for if I decide to go the multi-level marketing route, or if I'm about to change careers?
Okay, basically what I would say is your first lady that you interviewed said that they must be registered. So that's a very important fact. They must be registered. Okay?
And registered with who, Lee?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's the best. She did mention the name on her interview that they should be registered with.
Okay.
And then if you have a look on the Business From Home app, you download the Business From Home app on your phone, have a look at how many stars, and it will tell you the highest earners of the company, what they're earning, what the company commissions are, what the liquidity of the company is, and that. So that is a very important thing to do your research about the company, because you don't want to invest in something that's just a fly by night. You want to know that your customers are going to get their product if they do order the product. You want to know that you're going to have the backup and support. And also, listen to what they've got to say and do it their ways. They do know a lot more than what you know coming in. And for school leavers, I would say, sure, we'll go ahead, but make it a side hustle. Don't make it your main game. If you feel that you're succeeding and it can become your main source of income, then go for it. But some of us are just not made for multi-level marketing.
And I really appreciate your time. And thank you for being so honest with us. You know what? I found all the ladies this morning have been so honest. Claudia, Odette, the lady who's coming up now, Monica, they all have such exciting, that they really are excited about their product. And it's so good to hear that, especially in the times of COVID. But it's also good to hear the other side of the coin, which is what you've just mentioned, is it's not made for everyone. Actonville FM is for everyone, but definitely not multi-level marketing.
No, it's not for everyone, and you've got to make that decision, and you'll know in your heart whether you're actually going to, after you've been around for a few months, whether you're actually going to succeed or not.
And thank you, Lee, and thank you for your time. We're going to go and play some music now, some Nickelback, Far Away, just for you. Thanks so much. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you.
Just one breath, just in case there's just one left.
Let us help you with application for letter of authority, executorship, drafting of wills and trust deeds, guardianship and curatorship. Were you sequestrated or liquidated? We give you free legal advice. Contact us on 062-578-7493 or WhatsApp us on 062-578-7493.
Industrial Products specializes in the special of a variety of industrial products and machinery, included in the range of cost-effective quality products supplied by various four are quality tools, hardware, fasteners, welding machines, welding consumables, forklifts, approved safety equipment, branded office supplies, and various appliances. For further info, contact 082-896-6121. 082-896-6121.
The music just feels so good. You're on the number one.
Attenborough FM. It's for everyone.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mama, listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city.
stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page. Marconi plays the mama. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. It's just another Sunday in a tired old street. Police have got the chokehold.
Saturday, and I'm seeing that bumper to bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
It's your favorite radio station in your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never
sleeps.
Tech Solutions is your partner for all IT and automation solutions. We also specialize in maintenance, repairs, and sales of all hardware and software installations. Send us a mail on lumelatechsolutions@outlook.com or call 064-543-4286. That's 064-543-4286. Lumela Tech Solutions. Say hello to new solutions.
And you're back with Janine Preston, of course, just ordering my coffee and saying that it is two sugars and milk, and clean forgot that the mic was on. So that just goes to show that as radio presenters, we're not perfect either. So I hope you enjoyed my ordering of coffee and you ordered your own, because this show you just can't walk away from. The best part is you can download it on your phone under Google Play, or you can go onto your Apple Apple Store, which is Online Radio Box, select South Africa, then select Gauteng, and of course then you find yourself in Benoni. You then download the Actonville FM app, because of course that's for everyone. There is Baby Girl in the Morning, and she's just awesome. Kim is our station owner, and she does such a great show in the morning on the Breakfast Express. I take over from her, lucky me, from 9 to 12. So you have a great morning to listen to. And of course, if you're overseas, I'm generally on your drive to work, which is so cool. We get lots of requests from the UK. It doesn't look like they actually sell Tupperware in the UK. I've had a reader send me a listener send me a message on WhatsApp to say that Tupperware is not sold in the UK because they can't do that multi-level marketing kind of thing where you have parties and people sell it on your behalf. I remember when we were young, and of course I've always been a Tupperware fan. I'm a big Tupperware fan. And when we were young and we were very little. My brother must have been, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, and we're all 2 years apart. And my mom had gone to this Tupperware party, and they had convinced her to have a Tupperware party, but she just really couldn't. I mean, we didn't have the finances to host a party. And when the lady came to the door and knocked on, my mother hid us in the pantry and she said, "Don't say anything. Just let's pretend we're not home." And the next day the lady came and she knocked on the door again. My mom wasn't expecting her, and she opened the door and she said, "Oh, I was here last night and there was no one home." And my little brother popped up and he said, "That's because we were hiding in the pantry." So that is my Tupperware story, and it's always a fun one to listen to. And talking about fun, I have Monica Ferreira on the line. And Monica Ferreira is, she is from Herbalife, also from Herbalife. And enjoyable, lovely to talk to. It's typical of multi-level marketing people. They are just awesome to talk to. They're entrepreneurs who've taken the bull by the horns, watched their income dwindle. And you know, I've decided they have to be in charge of their own extra income. So whether it's a side hustle or whether they're a full-time entrepreneur, I think Monica can tell us a little bit more. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Janine. Thank you so much for the opportunity this morning.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
Okay, so basically, as you've mentioned, I do Herbalife, okay, and our business strategy is to empower people and our communities, and by doing so, we help others to grow themselves in terms of self-development, confidence, and for those who choose to do so, also an extra income. So it's not only based on your monetary income, all right. Network marketing is something that is very powerful. And I don't know if you know, but in America, it is actually a career that you can actually study. Okay.
Wow.
Multi-level marketing empowers people to become independent and teaches them skills you wouldn't normally get taught if you went to school or university. So it definitely is something that is growing in the world, not only in South Africa, but in the world. Okay. There's lots of different companies, and there's so much you can learn from multi-level marketing.
Now, multi-level marketing is what it says it is. It means that you have to bring somebody in order to sell for you to make money. Or is, in your case, you've got the Herbalife product. Do you only approach people who are interested in wellness, or are you able to convince people to go into the wellness career?
Well, with our product, it's not only nutrition, okay? So there is one aspect of the products that are nutrition. We also have a sports range. We have a skincare range, okay? And there's different ways in which you can work in this business, all right? The choice is up to you. So firstly, you can just be somebody who buys the product, okay? So if you do sign up, you can just be what we call our VIP customers, and you get a discount, all right? If you're interested in the business aspect, okay, then there are several options open up to you. So firstly, you can sell the products, okay, and in doing so, you earn a retail income. Secondly, if there are people that are interested in joining you as members, okay, then they can join under you, and you will earn what we call a wholesale income on what they sell, okay? Then as you work up the ladder, all right, you get more discounts, so you're able to increase your income. So your paycheck or what you receive is up to you, all right? The sky's the limit in this business, okay? And also, as you work up the ladder and your team under you works up the ladder, you're also able to earn a production bonus, royalties, and also start to get holidays and gifts from the company.
Wow. So there is a way, there is an incentive, if you like. There's a way for you to be able to work your way forward. I think that's so exciting, because it means that, like, people work for a company where there's a water cooler and they all get around this water cooler. There's an ability for you to be able to do the same.
Yes, definitely. And what I love the most is that I use the products myself, okay? I started with this business not because of the actual business. I started during COVID because I was overweight and I just didn't feel well. I felt tired all the time. It was unbelievable. And a friend of mine approached me and said, would you like to try it? And at first I said, no, I don't have money. I'm not ready to do this. You know, all the excuses that we find, okay, not to do the stuff. And eventually, by the third phone call, where she said, Moni, I can see you need to do something. I can see you frustrated. And I said, okay, let's do it. And I signed up and started doing it, okay? And I saw results for myself. So I think that is the main thing with our product. Our product is not just about selling, okay? It's about helping you as an individual, making you empowered, making you feel better about yourself. And in that way, you then show others, and others want to feel and be what you are. And that is what this business is about.
So it's about taking a piece of yourself, like every good salesperson, and selling it on.
Yes, yes. People see you happy. People see you feeling good about yourself. People see that you believe in yourself. I've lost, for example, I've lost over 27 kilos on this product.
Wow. And just that's incentive
that
enough.
Difference. Yes. People seeing my pictures, and I get messages saying, Mon, I want to do what you've done. And that is how this business works.
Well, I certainly think if you've lost 27 kilos, then definitely something's right about this.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not saying that it's only the product. Of course, there's lots of factors that fit into it, okay? But it's definitely assisted in terms of my personal
Your personal journey.
Confidence, yes.
And I think one's personal journey always tells the story, doesn't it?
Exactly, exactly. And that is what they say in our business is you need to focus on you first.
And then once you've done that,
something that you don't believe in.
Absolutely. I think that's the key factor is how well does the product work for you? And once the yes. product works for you, then obviously that's the key factor.
Definitely.
And tell me, do you do this as a side hustle or do you do it as a full-time job?
Well, I started it off as a side hustle. But I'm in travel, okay? And
you were in travel, or are you still in travel?
I'm still in travel because I'm the owner of the business, okay? But my focus has been cruising, which is completely dormant at the moment. So I've actually taken it up as a full-time, okay, at present. And I'm loving every minute of it. I really am. And this is an ideal opportunity for your Generation Z. They like to be in control, and they want things to happen now. They want to travel. They want to see the world. They want to wear the fancy clothes and look good. And what better way than to actually use the products?
And, of course, it's known as instant gratification too.
Exactly, exactly. Which, let's be honest, how many of our Generation Zs have left school now, okay, and there's no jobs because of the situations we're sitting in. The market is flooded. This gives them an opportunity, and please, by no means am I saying that this should be your main job going forward.
But okay? If it's your only job, always I mean, it's a good way to start.
Exactly, exactly. And always remember, no matter what you do, always have more than one stream of income because you never know what is going to happen. For example, now with COVID, none of us ever thought something like this would happen. And if you only had that one stream of income coming in, you've had to look elsewhere.
And tell me something that hasn't been discussed completely across the board from the time that we started talking about multi-level marketing this morning. Is it also a man thing? Because there's been no guys who, when I put out the request to talk to me about multi-level marketing, not one guy came forward.
Well, no, actually not. In our business specifically, we've got quite a lot of men, okay? And what I find even more interesting is there's quite a few single men that have done that are busy doing it, okay? But there's also a lot of couples, husbands and wives, that are doing it together.
My husband always said, well, he's my current husband, he's number three. We won't say what happened to the others, but they're not buried, so it's fine.
It's okay.
we always said we couldn't work together because I know him and I think differently. He's the sort of solid citizen who has one sort of, he's the admin orientated, single-minded kind of person. I'm, on the other hand, a wacky. So it's like we think differently. So when we focus on something, there's always an argument because it's like I say we got to do it this way and he says you got to do it that way. So yeah. I think a husband and wife team, I take my hat off to them if they can manage this.
Well, let me tell you, we had training about 2 weeks ago, okay? And something interesting that I learned from the training, okay, is that it's actually good to have people that have different points of view because somebody else will always see something that you may not see.
Yeah, but you also have to live through that argument.
You have.
You have to remain married and you have to live through that argument because it could be that you don't speak to each other for a week. And that's it's not true, good.
But you know what? There's such an awesome community, okay, in our business that it doesn't even land up in a disagreement, okay? It really, we've got quite a few couples on our team and I don't think they've ever had any disagreements. It's that they tend to work together. You're working towards a common goal.
Clearly, they weren't married to me.
Have, or to me, for that matter. So, yeah, you know, I think it just depends on you. It's a personal thing, okay? Like, if you do choose to do multi-level marketing or not, it is up to you, okay? And like a few of your ladies before me have said as well, you know what? It's not something that it's not instant gratification. You're not going to have those thousands and thousands in your bank account straight away. Okay. It doesn't work for everybody. All right. And it does take work. It's not a quick fix. Okay. But if you are willing to be teachable, if you are willing to put in the time, okay, if you are willing to learn, you can go a long way. Be it either with Herbalife or any of your other businesses that were discussed before me, okay? You can make it. It's a personal thing.
And tell me something. Is it can you do more than one product at a time? So in other words, can I register with Amway, with Tupperware, with Herbalife? I mean, can you imagine if I don't sell any of them but I keep the product? Oh, my word, my husband will kill me. but could you sign up with more than one or are you only dedicated to one?
You can sign up with more than one, okay? I do know there is some of the companies and they do say to you, you know, if you're on this product, don't do another product, okay? I don't believe in that. I don't like putting all my eggs in one basket. I've learned that lesson the hard way. So I do others as well as the Herbalife, okay? The Herbalife for me practically sells itself because of me using the products. So people see pictures of me. People see me posting about my tea or my shake, and they ask me questions about it. And in our business, it's more about building relationships than it is about selling a product. That is our focus. And trust me, it does come. People may think, oh, you're just talking, but it does come. People see how you are. I've had people 6 months down the line that have contacted me and said, oh, I saw you lost weight. Can you send me, you know, what are the products you were using? So it does work. And it's not a quick fix. Like I said, it's months and months of constantly, you've got to put it out there. And it's not putting it in people's faces. It's not saying, oh, I'm selling this product. Okay. It's showing them, this is what you're doing.
I think one of the things we're going to have to do is we're going to have to bring all our ladies into the studio when we do a live stream on a Friday. Bring you all in, let you each do your own presentation and let's see how many people we can get signed up for you, how people can actually see the product, make the shakes, do all those things. Because I think one of the nicest things about doing live stream is that people can see you and it becomes theater of the mind. So it's not only radio.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time. In closing, do you want to give out your details? It's up to you. Should somebody want to contact you?
Not a problem. Okay. They can reach me via phone, WhatsApp, Telegram, whatever's easier for them. My number is 072-948-4446.
And it's been such a pleasure talking to you as it has been to everyone else. I must say the pleasure's been all mine and having you ladies online and telling me your feelings about, and whether it's a side hustle or a full-time job. What a pleasure talking to you all. And thank you again for your time.
And thank you so much, Janine, for letting us actually have our say as well.
No, it's a pleasure. Chat soon. Cheers. Okay.
Bye. Bye.
And of course, that was Monica. Monica shared with us her Herbalife journey, as did all the other ladies from Odette Farrow, who also does Herbalife. She shared her journey first. We then moved on to Claudia DeSantos from Amway, Lee Strauss, who was a little more skeptical than the other ladies were. And of course, Monica rounded it off for us. I'm going to invite them back for a live stream Friday when you can see the products and ask them if they'll all do a presentation and we can see if it's something that you would like to do as a multi-level marketing wannabe. We're going to be playing a little bit more music before the news. And of course, it's going to be Parlor Tones with Push Me to the Floor, one of the favorite ones that I have. And also, we're going to be playing the interview that I did with Zirk Buerta, who rode across the Atlantic. One of the good things about him is that he's a very humble man, very inspirational. And you'll hear his story. The line wasn't always great. And there are some hiccups during the interview because we had our video on, so I do apologize about that in advance. But yes, it's there for you to enjoy. Go and get that extra cuppa because you've obviously had a cuppa listening to us on the first half. Go and get the second half of your breakfast, the ice cream if you need to be. And of course, if you need to send us a message, we're on WhatsApp at 074-660-5829. Thank you to those of you who sent us a message asking us and asking some of the ladies some questions. We're on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under Actonville FM. And you can also mail us on mail at Actonville FM. If there's a reason why you'd like to be on my show, don't hesitate and let me know. Send it to me on mail at Actonville FM in the subject line. Put there that it's the Small Startup Big Dream Show. And we're going to continue to rock your morning with Parlor Tones and Push Me to the Floor. This is Janine Preston, and today's insert is sponsored by H2O Nero Clean Water Solutions.